It's taken nearly a year to finalize the environmental impact statement on the Waikiki War Memorial and Auditorium. The fate of the crumbling structure has long been debated, and the EIS was just published on Friday in advance of Veterans Day ceremonies. The Natatorium is where Armistice Day was marked yesterday. The ending of World War I on the 11th hour, on the 11th day of the 11th month of the year. That's where we caught up with Mo Radke, the president of the Friends of the Natatorium. The retired Navy Master Chief reflected on the significance that the monument holds for veterans.
For years, the Friends of the Natatorium has worked extremely hard to try and help the city and county of Honolulu come up with something that's workable, that meets the needs of all concerned. And we feel that the city did a great job, the engineers did a great job, the planners did a great job in coming up with a very workable design. There's nothing like this in the entire world. This is the only World War I War Memorial Natatorium. It happens to be here on beautiful and scenic Waikiki Beach. Hundreds of people walk past this every day, peering through that fence, wondering what this was. When you step back and you see the words War Memorial on it, it hurts if you're a veteran, and it may give a little bit of pause for somebody who might be considering joining to see how we're treating veterans. This will set a much better picture for veterans, not only veterans, but the swimming legacy that was based in Hawaii from the early part of the 1900s as the swimming started to venture out around the world. Hawaii became basically the St. Andrews of swimming. People knew about the Natatorium. People knew about Coach Sakamoto. And this facility here had a big role in that.
And this morning we talked to Honolulu City Council member Tommy Waters, who represents the area from Waikiki out to Hawaii-Kai.
So I'm undecided. You know, I know the community is split. There's a lot of people who want the War Memorial Beach, and then there's a lot of people who want to restore it fully. The perimeter deck idea seems like a compromise, or at least leaning more towards the restoration side. I'd like to hear from my constituents and perhaps have a hearing on it and find out, you know, firsthand what people are thinking. I went down there this weekend to check it out, you know, and I asked friends who were barbecuing down there what they thought. And, you know, I was amazed to hear that a lot of people like the Natatorium there. They think it's iconic and it's beautiful. And I was out in a canoe and looking back from the ocean towards land, and they're right. It's beautiful. But I really, if I'm doing my job correctly, I need to listen to all sides before weighing in.
And the concerns that the Kaimana Beach Coalition has about safety?
So I want to learn more about what they're talking about. I can imagine what they're talking about if a wave comes and a child is swimming just outside of the Natatorium and they're pushed up against the grate and unable to get loose, right? That's certainly a real concern, and I'd like to see if that could be addressed.
And what about the cost issues?
Cost issues are always going to be a factor. You know, but I think we have to do something. It's time. We can't just do anything anymore. Like I said, I was down there this weekend, and it looked terrible. It looked terrible. And the kids were trying to climb up on the wall. I get worried about them if we don't do anything. But, you know, looking at the EIS and I will say this about the War Memorial Beach idea. They want to put a parking lot where the grass currently would be. And the people I spoke to this weekend, not one person liked that idea. Another idea would simply be to open up another entrance on the EVA end of the park. Right, so it's almost like Alamona Beach Park, where you can drive in one end, come out the other, rather than turning around and having to come back. But I don't like the idea of putting a parking lot over the grass.
I know there is some thought that if you could move the arch, you know, one idea was, you know, is there any chance to relocate or rebuild a new arch down there by Fort DeRussy, where they've just built a new pool? I don't know how far that idea has been explored, but you know, that may be part of the mix. I don't know. I don't know how reasonable that is.
That's the first that I've heard that idea. But I've heard of people wanting to move the arch back from its current location to the other side of the road and then turning it into the beach, which I think is what's discussed in the EIS. Initially, like I said, I like the beach idea, but the more people I talk to, the more I find that people like the natatorium to be restored. So I think, again, before I weigh in any further, I'd like to hear from my community.
What's the timetable? You said you want to hold a special meeting?
Well, at the very minimum, I'm going to bring it up to each one of my 7 neighborhood boards and ask for them to take a position and perhaps a resolution. And then if there's interest, have a public hearing either here at Honolulu Hale or in the community.
That was Waikiki City Council Member Tommy Waters talking about the fate of the natatorium.